A week and counting before the deadline to raise the debt ceiling, and after dueling televised accusations from President Obama and House Speaker John Boehner last night, people on the street of Boston responded to the crisis.
I think we're going to survive. We always do.
I would say that I'm not following it because there are money situations going on a lower level that I'm dealing with on a daily basis, and I think I speak for a lot of people. As far as the debt goes, I don't feel like it's my problem. I didn't create that much of a deficit, and I'm paying off my debt, so they need to figure it out because that's their job.
We need to get this reconciled, and we need to reduce spending, reduce the deficit. And I think the House plan is probably as far as we're going to get right now, though I'd like to see more.
The Congress and Senate don't work for the people. They fight amongst themselves, they don't worry about themselves. All right? People have to wake up, realize, and start voting them all out of office, get new politicians in there.
Both parties are completely ignoring the foundation that America was founded on, and that is compromise.
A variety of opinions and a lot of irritation. Rick Klein, senior Washington editor for ABC World News and host of ABC News political webcast Top Line, joins us now. Rick, let's just set the stage. We've got two plans. Democratic Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid says get the cuts done and the debt ceiling lifted through 2012. Republican House Speaker John Boehner calls for some cuts and raising the ceiling for just 6 months, then come back for more debate. What's the sense of how these plans are faring with lawmakers?
Well, right now, the only vote scheduled is on the Boehner plan, and that's going to happen tomorrow. And it looks like there's more momentum around the possibility of that passing than the Harry Reid plan. So the Republican plan is the one that actually looks like it has a chance, not a certainty, but a chance of passing one House of Congress. Harry Reid hasn't even scheduled a vote on his plan because they're so skeptical about its prospects. There's a chance that there are no votes. But right now, I think the betting line would suggest that the House looks poised to ratify the Boehner plan as early as tomorrow.
Well, and what happens from there? Does it go to the Senate? And then what? Because President Obama's top economic advisor, Gene Sperling, was on MSNBC today, and he indicated or seemed to indicate that President Obama would veto a plan that only extended the debt ceiling for 6 months.
It's going to be hard, I think, politically for Senate Democrats and for the White House to not entertain the Boehner option if that is the only option that can actually pass in Congress. The Speaker holds more cards right now. If his members are able to get behind him and line up behind his plan for cutting the deficit and for raising the debt ceiling, that may be the only thing that's out there in time for August 3rd.
But there are House conservatives on the Republican side who are also unhappy with this legislation. They want to go back to this idea of a constitutional amendment for a balanced budget. So does Boehner, is he able to corral Republicans?
We don't know that. That is going to be a big test. A lot of folks think that the president's speech last night probably helped Speaker Boehner get the votes, because if the president hates it so much, maybe Tea Partiers should like this deal. So it is a pretty complicated chess match going on right now.
Well, and meanwhile, as we said, August 2nd, is the deadline, except maybe when it's not, because some financial firms are reporting today, Barclays Capital Research, for instance, that there is some money that could take the government through several days, maybe even a couple of weeks before default. We know that there's scheduled payments, you know, just like we all have, as we were hearing people say. There's payments on August 3rd. There's a payment due on, you know, checks that go out on the 15th, a big interest payment that comes after that. And there's the thinking that maybe it could be pushed back a little bit, but still.
That's right. There's not much flexibility beyond August 2nd. The Treasury has always said that it was a moving target. Whether or not it is actually midnight on August 2nd is something that we won't know until those bills actually have to be paid.
But what are some of the other options? If, for instance, the Republican John Boehner plan does not get passed in the House, is the conventional wisdom that President Obama might go the route that Bill Clinton is recommending and look to the Constitution, which Bill Clinton says authorizes the country to pay its debts no matter what? Will the president maybe pick up Mitch McConnell's suggestion that the president just be given full power to raise the debt ceiling and worry about the debt reduction plan later?
I think that's the backup to the backup plan right now, but it is there. There's a chance that if it really comes to that, rather than defaulting on the debt, you fall back on the Constitution. But there is no mechanism for choosing which bills to pay and which ones not to pay. The president can cite legal authority, but it's never been tried before. And there's actually members of Congress who have been threatening impeachment if the president starts down that road.
What happened here? 2 weeks ago, President Obama seemed to have the upper hand, making John Boehner and the Republicans look like the ones who wouldn't get rid of tax loopholes for corporate jets. And, and then it just here we are with the Republicans seeming to hold the upper hand with a plan that might pass in the House and the president might be pressured to approve.
I actually think that politically that Obama looks better in all of this, but substantively he has to cave and the Democrats have to cave because Boehner's willing to consider the unthinkable. They're willing to hold out and get hit by the truck because they don't think it's that big a deal, a lot of them. And so, you know, we're always going to be stuck in a situation where the Republicans think that their big negotiating piece, the thing they're giving away the most, is the debt ceiling. So, you know, I think it's I actually think Obama can give a lot here and still look good politically.
Rick Klein, senior Washington editor for ABC World News, host of their political webcast Top Line. Thanks as always.
Okay, thanks.